Welcome to the Government Affairs Update from ACEC for Friday, May 14th. Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Dan Hilton. He is in our GA team and handles our international portfolio. And today, we're talking FITIC. We're talking the International Federation of Consulting Engineers. Now, if you're not acquainted with FITIC, and we'll kind of get into details in a moment, but to kind of summarize it, if ACEC has 52 state MOs, then FITIC has a number of nation state members. And they get together from time to time and they talk about issues of concern for the consulting engineering industry from a worldview. And in 2019, Dan, myself, and our CEO, Linda Bauerdar, went down to Mexico City for their International Infrastructure Conference. And in late 2019, our past board chairs, Manish Kothari and Mitch Simpler, took a trip out to the to East Asia, and they met with nation leaders. They met with prime ministers. They met with agencies of government to talk about issues of mutual concern to the industry. So really, there is an area of international work that ACEC is involved in, and Dan is involved in that. So, Dan, welcome to the show. Hopefully, I kind of summarized that appropriately.
Yeah, that was great. You know, just on what you just talked about, when Mitch and Manish had traveled over to Indonesia, what a lot of folks aren't aware of is American engineering is in such high demand overseas. In fact, the U.S. International Trade Commission just came out with a report, their annual review, just this past week. We export about 12. The most recent data was 2019. We exported about 12.7 billion in engineering services, importing about 7.4 billion. So that's a net surplus of 5.3 billion of engineering services. Without question, American engineering services are an export success story. They're in high demand overseas. And as you mentioned, FITIC, that's an international organization that we're a part of that gives a voice to the American engineering community, brings us together with a lot of other associations who represent countries where our members are working. So it's a good opportunity for us to influence some of the most important policies, obviously like QBS, that may not be as practiced in many of these countries where our members are working. They've got some great committees, integrity management, international financial institutions. Both of those are chaired by Americans. Manish Kothari leads, he was the first chair of the International Financial Institutions Committee. Then my former international committee chairman, Rich Stump, leads their Integrity Management Committee. So we're very, very much involved. And of course, I'm not sure if we've talked about it, but it's being led right now by Bill Howard. Bill used to be the chair of ACEC. He now chairs the FITIC board for the past 2 years. Obviously, one of the most challenging times for anyone to chair an association, let alone an international association. Bill's been convening webinars from, I believe, Massachusetts, going over all over the country, or I'm sorry, all over the world, on issues not just COVID related, but best practices of how engineering firms can do it better.
Yeah, Bill's been doing a great job, and you know that's something to be said, because I mean those webinars start early because you're reaching an audience, and you know we've been invited to many of them, and you know it starts early. Linda's been taking advantage of it's like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's a you know when we went to that conference in Mexico City, it was great because it got all these different countries together. I mean, people who are talking about technology and how it's being implemented, you know, what's happening in Africa vis-a-vis what's happening in Europe. You had this diversity of experience there that is really eye-opening, and you don't usually get with just, you know, talking to ACEC members who are doing work domestically, but it's a whole different perspective for those doing work outside the United States.
You know, you're absolutely right. And through just being ACEC and then, you know, through our involvement in FITIC, we've had a number of opportunities where foreign delegations have come to us looking for our leadership and our some information from us on how we can help improve their practices. You know, they're buyers of services, and they're looking to put a lot of 21st century energy systems and power systems in their country, and they wanted to meet with some of our members on how they could best get it done. You know, you had mentioned before Mitch was in he was in Indonesia, Vietnam, and Thailand. In fact, he was the ACEC was the only trade association that accompanied the Secretary of Commerce over to these countries. And FITIC surprisingly played a very important role in this trip. We had been contacted by a large firm of ours who's working over in Indonesia, and they've been having some difficulties being a foreign firm working over in that country. Indonesia was more difficult to work with. They reached out to us, and as it happens, there's a board member on FITIC from Indonesia, and he's a high-level advisor to the Indonesian government. We reached out to him directly. Our chair, Mitch Simpler, he briefed Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, based on this information, and this got directly to the highest levels of Indonesia, and it was overturned and greatly benefited our members working over there.
It's a great example of international advocacy. I mean, you have the situation where it's a fairly specific issue, and having that ability to reach out to really the highest levels, like you said, of the Indonesian government, and have that relationship where you can broach this issue with that government, because we are a member of FITIC and because we deal with FITIC. That's a significant significant resource for ACEC members.
Yeah, going back to American Engineering Services exporting, many countries want American engineers working on their infrastructure. I mean, they are the gold standard of engineering, and they want and need our services. So they were more than happy to help facilitate this.
Now, going back to that meeting that we did go to in Mexico City, this is interesting because it kind of ties into what really we want to talk about today on with FITIC. You know, we've had a very close relationship with ACEC Canada for a while. And, this Mexico City trip presented an opportunity to really strengthen our ties with CENEC, which is the Mexican version of ACEC. So right now, we're in this position where, and this is kind of news that's developing, that in 2020, FITIC undertook a strategy to strengthen and formalize its regional relationships among neighboring countries. And of course, the regional strategy would fall within North America. So you have, of course, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And they're going to create regions. They're going to have a FITIC Middle East, FITIC North America, renaming some existing bodies they have, FITIC Africa, Europe, Asia Pacific, Latin America. So at the 2020 International Infrastructure Conference, they approved the creation of FITIC North America and encouraged the United States, ACEC, ACEC Canada, and CENEC in Mexico to develop and execute really the formation of regional partnering. And we have signed an MOU, a memorandum of understanding between ACEC Canada, CENEC, and of course, ACEC, to get this process started. So Dan, kind of explain why this is important. What are the real objectives of this MOU? How is this going to affect our members?
Well, a number of ways. Like most MOUs have the same themes. It's really formalizing two, three, or four groups working closer together. And that's just what we're doing here. Is we've presented up in Canada, Marco Gutierrez, who's our CEO's counterpart. Interestingly, he is a PE, so he's both the president of the association as well as the operational CEO. And sadly, his term is coming to an end in May. Wow, we're sad to see him go because he's really been a great friend, and continues to be. But this just puts into writing our commitment to work together to share resources. Share opportunities for our members to not only learn the business of engineering, but also learn each other's markets. Because those that attended and have been following some of the activities on the International Committee, we're really getting more active in Mexico. It's relatively close. It's in our hemisphere, and they've got a significant number of opportunities. In fact, as you'll recall, when we sat down with Marco and his association peers, that was one of the first things he shared with us was an opportunity that our one of our U.S. development agencies was working on and investing in Mexico. And their first request is, how can we get this moved along? How can your firms help us get this moved along? There's tremendous amount of opportunity with the passage and ratification of USMCA, NAFTA 2.0. It's got a lot of different names, but of that trade agreement, there's a lot of new opportunities in Mexico. Some of those I'd suggest, you know, just one example, you know, is that most folks know this manufacturing is very robust in Mexico. That's just one form of what we look at as a manufacturing plant of vertical infrastructure. But what does manufacturing require? You need rail and roads to bring raw materials in, and finished product out. Many manufacturing systems require a lot of water. They all require energy. Those are all infrastructure needs that they have. And then, of course, you've got, you know, one of the last challenges we have here in the United States, we use the term rural broadband. How do we connect the folks that aren't connected here in America? That's a huge problem in Mexico, is connecting them. And then, of course, with what we're hopefully getting out of with COVID-19, that's exposed a lot of needs with our hospitals. So there's certainly a lot of needs to design new hospitals and improve their existing hospital network. So there's a lot of opportunity down there for our firms. And fortunately, there's been a lot of interest from our members of wanting to get down there.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you know, one of FITIC's main objectives, just as it is one of our main objectives, is expanding QBS, doing that regionally. So it's just not in the United States, but also in Mexico. It's creating that certainty that firms that are looking to do international work are playing on the same, you know, the level playing field, that it is projects will be selected on qualifications and not cost. Then it's also sharing contracts and making it so that it is easier for U.S. firms to do business abroad. And if you have that integration between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, it really does create that regional partnership. It allows firms that maybe not would not have considered international work to have at least a better level of visibility and comfort investing in a project in Canada or expanding into a project and bidding in a project in Mexico. Knowing that CENIC is there, knowing that ACEC is there, they're both focused on protecting the member firms and advocating for their rights. There's a level of comfort that's injected that wasn't there before the MOU was signed, I would imagine.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges a firm has, you know, going in it with their eyes wide open and understanding the business rules, because they're not the same everywhere. And that's something we strive to help them with, where we can, you know, point them in the right direction and, you know, point them to some resources. Some of the best resources that I encourage folks to speak to, every one of our embassies in every country, they have a lot of different objectives, but one of their key objectives is promoting American businesses in that host country. They have experts in those embassies that want to help your firm work with other firms within that country. So that's one of the first go-to resources I suggest for folks. And that's who we brought at the International Committee's roundtable a couple of weeks ago at our annual convention. We brought some experts from the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. So we've got great relationships with them. They know of our interest. They know of the MOU. They're very excited to learn about the MOU. So there's a lot of excitement going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a great point that you raised, the fact that, you know, there are, I mean, the government, the federal government's role, you know, with embassies is just not diplomatic, but it's also economic. Mm-hmm. And they want to promote American business abroad. If you're the majority of our firms are mid-sized and smaller, right? That's just, you know, we have a diverse set of firms that are of regional or, you know, really focused in on their metro area. You know, they don't have the same power as the big guys, the handful of international firms that have different offices around the world, and they have a system set up for doing this. There are issues related to compliance. There are issues related to legal frameworks and how you do business abroad. You know, there are things that firms need to know before they jump in. Having the relationship with CENIC, having the relationship with ACEC Canada, helps provide that resource, because they can come to you, Dan, they can come to our GA team, and we'll help connect them with the right people, or we'll be able to provide them with answers that, you know, otherwise they wouldn't be able to get, you know, open source. You know, the last thing you want to do is just Google trade compliance in Mexico and, you know, do a shot in the dark and see what happens, right?
And it all comes back to where we began with that international forum at FITIC, of all of our association counterparts are members of FITIC and are willing and happy to answer our questions on our members' behalf and to connect with our members. Like you said, a lot of our larger firms that do this international work, they're over there in those countries. They're not sending those emails from their headquarters in America. They're over there, but it's still a great network and a great resource to have.
Well, it looks like there's a bright future ahead with the ACEC FITIC relationship and a relationship with our counterparts in Canada and Mexico, which is great to see. We do have an article up on Last Word, which kind of goes into this in a little bit more detail on the MOU, and we will link to that article in the show notes. But if you have any questions related to FITIC, membership in our international committee and getting more involved with that, or just some information about, you know, international work in general and the resources available to you, reach out to Dan in our GA department. And you can just find him right on the website, Dan Hilton. And he'll provide you with the information and the information needed to work out your issues.
Sounds great.
So Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's a great conversation. It's a great subject. We look forward to hopefully we can get in person again. I know that, you know, our Indonesian counterpart was a special guest at our annual convention virtually, as was Bill Howard, who gave a FITIC update, and Nelson Okeshagen, who is the CEO of FITIC. We look forward to seeing them in person, hopefully very soon.
Excellent.
So this has been the Government Affairs Update for May 14th, 2021. We'll see you next week.